From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
You order a lovely bottle of wine for the table, and it's time to go through that ritual before the waiter pours. Sniff, swirl, and taste. But should you swirl to the left or to the right? The answer after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from epicstyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at epicstyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. epicstyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Swirling a glass of wine is almost instinctive for many. But does the swirling direction make a difference? Winery tour guide and author Ralph De Amicus thinks so. Swirling wine draws air into it, and the mixture of air and wine releases and intensifies aroma. Oxygen drawn into the wine reacts with the wine's tannic acid and causes it to mellow. De Amicus contends that when you swirl counterclockwise, you pick up the scent of the barrels over the grapes, the spicier aspects of the wine. Swirling to the right, he says, brings out more fruit flavors. The theory is that when you swirl your wine counterclockwise, you are pushing against the molecular nap, which inhibits the fruit flavors. But when you swirl clockwise, those fruit flavors are released. So clockwise for more fruit and counterclockwise to accentuate the oak. But while many connoisseurs believe direction makes a difference, others will chuckle at the thought. My recommendation, if you want to have a little fun with your wine, give a little experimentation a swirl. Science can be so very fun. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.